Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 6 for Just Kidding, But Seriously. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for being here for the first time. And thanks for being so awesomely amazing. I'm your host, Cameron. On today's episode, me and Eli go through some spicy meatballs, if you know what I mean. We talk about Antonio Brown in the NFL, helmet issue. Is he leaving? Is he not? Does he have frozen feet? Who freaking knows? We're going to get into that freaking dramatic mess. We also talk about some music news with As LA Dying, the band. The lead singer is reunited with the band. They're coming out with a new album. They're going on tour. If you don't know about this story, it's pretty damn interesting, and we dive into that on this episode as well. We also talk about some Amazon reviews, some missed connections on Craigslist, and we also talk a little bit about mobility and how important it is for functional longevity. So enjoy the episode. Hope you guys laugh. Hope it takes your mind off some negative things and brings some joy to the world. Sit back, relax, and are ready for the show. Let's dive in. Neighborhood. Baby Hola. Knows my name. Hola.
Hola.
Good day, my friend. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. It's a pleasure to be back with you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I took a truck. I borrowed my cousin's truck. He let me ride to the east, not the west.
I bet you rode it pretty hard.
Harder than they say, if you know what I mean.
I think I do. What's going on?
Oh, man. What is up in the hood?
Not much. Drinking some unsweetened carbonated water.
Wow, you sound like an asshole. What are you unsweetened fucking carbonated water.
What are you chugging over there, you fucking bitch?
Just some clear water. Nothing carbonated over here.
I need that carbonation. I like the burn.
That's fair. I do like the carbonation as well. It gives me hiccups, though. Sometimes I get a lot of hiccups.
I can't handle your carbonated water?
Apparently not, but that's okay. Apparently Antonio Brown can't handle wearing new helmets in the NFL.
Ooh, yeah, I read a little bit about this. I'm not too familiar with him. I don't know if he's got a history of kind of weird requests or antics, but yeah, it's pretty interesting that he would threaten to quit making millions of dollars just because of the helmet.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen recent pictures of him either. Maybe he shaved it off, but what's it called when you highlight your freaking hair? Bleach blonde. He bleached his mustache.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's disgusting. He looks like a French crab. Well, it's just weird because I don't know if he like changed it back, but just nasty.
Yeah, I hadn't seen pictures of that mustache. I just saw the pictures that were in the articles that I was reading, but it didn't have that in there.
Well, you should probably look it up because those pictures are either old or maybe most recent, but he did have it not too long ago. Probably the worst thing ever. So basically, anyone that's not too familiar with the situation, Antonio Brown, big-time Steelers, NFL wide receiver, one of the best in the game right now. Just like every most prima donna wide receiver star, there's always some kind of drama related to their stories. And they're, you know, he just got a big-time contract and traded to the Raiders. And he basically threatened if they don't let him wear his original helmet, because the league changed the helmet design. He's trying to fight getting to wear his old helmet. And I think it actually just passed today that
They will not let him wear his old helmet, so he is an idiot, basically. Like you said, he basically said, I'm okay without football. Yeah, because you already have your millions of dollars. I don't know how much he has guaranteed, but I'm sure he has plenty.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's got enough to where he could live extremely comfortably for the rest of his life without actually having to play another game. But still, like, to give up whatever he could be making over the course mm-hmm. of this season and then the next, I don't know, like 6 or 7 seasons, how many do you think he's got left in his career?
I think he's like 30. I think he's over 30 now, and he signed like a 4-year contract, I believe, with the Raiders. Don't quote me on that. But, I mean, he definitely could play that out and maybe even a few like scrappy years with maybe like a filler role as a veteran on another team. But who knows? He probably won't even stay on the Raiders all those years.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to know what you want and like fight for it and put your foot down. But it's just like, dude, just fucking put on the new helmet and make however many millions of dollars you're going to make.
Speaking of feet, he's had foot problems over the last couple, like last month, because he tried to do cryotherapy. And there was he was in France and he tried to do cryotherapy for his feet and actually got frostbite from it.
Oh.
So now he's out even more because of that incident. Like, how does that happen? Like, who's his trainer or who's looking after this friggin' moron?
I know. It's not like he went to like a fucking cryo machine that they have outside of a truck stop or something. Like, you know, put in a roll of quarters and just manage it yourself. Like, this should have been a professional helping him.
Like those self spray tans where you
yeah.
All right, count to 5 and turn to the other side.
makes me think of that Friends episode.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Wait, you're a 10? I'm an 8.
I'm not gonna lie though, I've wanted to try out those cryo machines, but I mean, like, I don't even know how much they cost. I feel like they would be a lot, but I guess that's my fault for not researching.
Yeah, well, you know, you get what you get. But I've never had the opportunity or thought to use one of those, but they get some pretty cool machines. I'll tell you that much.
That they do.
Well, good luck to him. Apparently, he's not going to quit. He's told reporters or whatever that he's happy to rejoin the team and stuff whenever he gets back. So, good for him. Hopefully, he's just going to have to use the new helmets and just keep making millions of dollars. No big deal.
He'll find a way through it.
He'll find a way. But that's our sports. Let's go ahead and move on to some music news. You were telling me about that Tim Lambesis. Is that how you say his name?
I think it's Lambesis.
Lambesis. That sounds even way more badass. So do you want to give the listeners kind of like a background?
I'll try my best to give
his sitch. Like
a brief overview of it. So Tim Lambesis fronted the band As I Lay Dying, metal band. I don't know if they ever fully classified themselves as a Christian band, but they were all, you know, pretty religious. you know, they were pretty successful, had a few albums, did a ton of touring across the world. And then, you know, Tim got extremely into lifting and, you know, just bulking up because he was a relatively, you know, thin guy. And then he got into steroids. I don't know if there were other drugs involved as well, but, you know, he kind of got into steroids and was in a dark place and kind of lost God, I think, as he put it in an interview, and then wound up paying who he thought was a hitman but was an undercover agent, I think $10,000 to have his ex or soon to be ex-wife killed. I think they were going to be splitting up anyways, because I think she, you know, wasn't, you know, she knew he wasn't in a good spot and she wanted to take their kids, you know, and get joint custody, and he was just like, I'm not having this, and
yeah,
tried to have her killed. And so he served time in prison. Now he's, you know, on a path to make sure, you know, he I think he speaks with, you know, other inmates from time to time at prisons to make sure that they don't go down the same path he went down. And now, As I Lay Dying signed with Nuclear Blast and is coming out with a new album next month. And they've been touring off and on for, I think, the last like year or since earlier this year.
It's crazy. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people heard about this story and maybe they haven't, but that's pretty nuts. Especially like the path he's going down, he's trying to better himself and maybe he learned from it. Probably the very, very hard way. That doesn't sound like a very normal path to take when it comes to being in a metal band, road rage, trying to kill your wife, going to prison, having extremely giant shoulders and traps because of the roids. And now he's reuniting with his band and trying to better his life and send a more positive message, try to, I guess, make up for everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the metal community, like, I read comments on message boards and, you know, social media posts and stuff, and I think people are divided, you know, like, some people are so happy for him and think that he deserves a second chance, and they're just, like, so happy that, you know, they're coming out with a new album and he gets to tour and redeem himself, and then there are other people who are just like, you know, fuck this guy, people aren't going to change, or he doesn't deserve this kind of, you know, luxurious life that he's going to get to continue leading. And like, I think ever since they announced that they were reforming and they started touring again, like, there have been a few shows where the venues like canceled the show after tickets went on sale because enough people were just like, this is bullshit. Why are you having them play at your venue? So it's definitely, people are divided, and, you know,
that's crazy.
It's easy for me to say like, oh, this guy deserves a second chance because I'm not like close with the guy, but like, if that were my sister or my friend and he was like trying to have her killed, I'd be like, fuck this dude, he should be working at Dollar General for the rest of his life.
Oh my god. But sorry, you know, for anyone out there that works at a Dollar General.
Yeah, I don't mean to offend anybody, but
seriously,
I would not want, you know, I would be like, this guy doesn't deserve to live on like a nice ass tour bus and make albums. And
well, in all reality, I mean, that life isn't really the easiest either.
Oh, it's certainly not. I'm sure, you know.
It's not like he's freaking, I don't know, Beyonce. Definitely get different treatment for sure. But I can see there being a split divide between people being okay with it and people just completely, you know, fuck this guy.
Yeah, it's a touchy subject, but I mean, I have to say, I've been listening to the new music, and, you know, I know that some people would be like, I can't believe you're supporting this guy. And I don't know, the music is just still fucking solid. And, you know, I understand that he's trying to better himself, so I'm not giving up on him yet. Did you get to hear anything of their new stuff?
Yeah, I heard that first song. I think it's the name of the actual, whatever the first song is on their Spotify for their newest release or their latest release.
Shaped by Fire?
I think so, yeah. It sounded pretty legit. And I wasn't a huge fan of that As I Lay Dying, but I do love that genre, especially in the gym. Come on.
Yeah, that stuff is golden in the gym. But, like, yeah, even, like, just driving on the highway, I probably listened to that song, like, 4 or 5 times in a row today on my lunch break, just heading home on my lunch break.
Well, there you go. Anybody into some good metal, As I Lay Dying, coming out with some new music, promoting them for God knows why, but it's pretty fascinating to kind of see that kind of path for someone's life, and pretty incredible that they're trying to get back, even though they're probably dealing with a lot of negative turmoil and just a lot of climbing his way back. But yeah, I think
definitely over time,
got some balls.
Over time, I think they'll win some more people over.
Oh yeah, unless, you know, if you give it a few years, people are they're just gonna forget about it anyways, and they'll just keep selling albums unless he does something crazy again.
Oh my god, I can't even imagine if he did something else and wound up in prison again.
What do you think it would be like? What do you think would happen if he were to do something again, like
I don't know, maybe selling steroids at the merch table or something.
Just a bunch of people trying to do like a friggin' circle pit or whatever, and all of them are like roided out.
He's like, all right, put your fists up and then crush up, you know, get that creatine ready.
creatine.
Is it creatine?
It's whatever you want. I've heard people say creatine. It doesn't matter.
Sounds like someone's creating some rumors.
But I'm ching. Well, that leaves us on the next note. Let's talk about friggin' pet peeves, man.
Ooh, this is my sanctuary. I fucking hate everything. I hate everybody.
Oh, good. This should be your favorite then.
Oh, it is.
Let's talk about what would be your number one, I guess, or go ahead with what you're going to say.
No, I was going to say, I have so many that it's actually hard. It was hard for me to think of some because a lot of them, like, I might not even be consciously aware of. And then I just see, like, I was struggling to come up with some off the top of my head at work. And then as I was driving home, I came up with a couple pet peeves of drivers because I just saw people doing stuff. And I was just like, oh, yeah, fuck you. Like, that's right.
I mean, obviously, I'll just go ahead and start it off. Fucking one of my biggest pet peeves is when you're driving and someone doesn't use a blinker.
Oh, that was, yes.
When they fucking try to cut over in front of you for some reason, even if it was a 90-year-old grandma and she was 10 feet in front of me and had plenty of room to get over, and she got over so slow that it took 10 seconds to get in between the lanes to get over in front of me and didn't affect my driving at all, but didn't use a blinker, and I would fucking rage. Because,
dude, thank you for,
it
like
just being, makes you feel like someone cut you off.
Thank you for being my male soulmate, because yeah, dude, like, that's probably my main driving one is people who don't use their blinkers. But also I am consciously aware that people will cut in front of me and they have enough distance to where it did not affect me at all other than my mood and the fact that I want to just run them off the side of the road.
Oh, but what if you could? Like, what if you didn't have any consequences and you just, it happened one day and you're like, you know what? Fuck you! And just,
I don't know.
What would you do? Would you run them off the road? Would you try to cut in front of them and then like stop them so you can both get out and just friggin' duke it out? Or I don't know.
Well, I'm not much of a fighter because I'd get my ass kicked, but I think what I'd want to do is cut in front of them and then just stop short so they could rear end me.
I just pictured that happening right away.
Like,
and then you get pissed because someone just rear ended you.
I think I would love it because I would see how much they're enraged that it would just bring a smile to my face and I would just be at peace.
Oh my god, that would be great. Perfect scenario.
But yeah, other like pet peeves, people that don't say thank you when you hold the door for them.
Yeah, that's a good one. Like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, like, you just assume that it's my job to hold the door for you. Like, even if you're a woman, like, say thank you. I know it's the gentlemanly thing to do to hold a door for a woman, but if you're just going to assume that that's my job is to hold the door for you, but I don't even fucking know you, then I just want to just mush your face into that fucking door.
That's a good one, because it happens sometimes, and it's almost like these things to where you want to like say something like, have you ever said anything? If someone just kind of walks by and doesn't even acknowledge or say thank you or appreciate it or whatever.
I haven't. And I want to so badly, but I'm very non-confrontational. So instead what I'll do is I will just blow up inside of my own head for the next 6 hours and drive my blood pressure through the fucking roof.
Oh my God.
What about you? Do you say anything?
Nope. I'm kind of the same way. I don't like confrontation like that in public. You know, I'll speak up if it has anything to do with respect to, you know, like Lauren or like disrespecting just really anyone that's, you know, uncalled for or whatever. But for the most part, I try to stay away from, because you never know nowadays, someone could fucking pull out a PVC pipe with a sharp end and just start stabbing you. You never know. And people are crazy nowadays.
Dude, especially in a stand your ground state. Are you kidding me? Like,
yeah.
Fuck that.
It's a nightmare. Another one for me, I don't know if you get bothered by this, but I hate having to repeat myself multiple times.
You and Jen are two peas in a pod because she fucking hates that, and I always make her repeat herself because I'm always like, huh? What? What?
And I know I probably do it to where I piss Lauren off, but it's just there's something about like when I say something and I thought I was loud enough and then someone's like, what did you say? And then I gotta repeat myself. It's like tenfold and I just fucking go into a rage.
It's so funny because I've never seen you rage on anything, so to hear that you rage over having to repeat yourself is just hilarious to me.
Well, I might even hold it in, but you can definitely tell an attitude change when I have to repeat myself more than once. Especially if it's like, it's not something like just basic, like, hey, can you pass me that pencil or something? It's more so like something, I don't know, something just more generic at home or something. And maybe it's just like a, I don't know.
Now, here's a question. Is it only if you have to like repeat yourself rapid fire, or do you get just as angry if you tell someone something and then like an hour later they're like, hey, let's say Lauren's like, oh, what time are you going to do your thing? And then like an hour later she's like, oh, hey, what time was that? Like, do you get equally as mad?
Not with her, because she's actually good with listening. So I usually don't have to repeat myself with her.
Okay, let's say it was me. Yeah. Would you get equally as mad?
No, not usually. More so if it's like right away, I have to repeat myself right after I said something. That's mm-hmm. when I really get pissed, because I feel like if I wasted my breath on an entire sentence and then I have to fucking say it again. that's what pisses me off.
Yeah, I can understand it, but I think in that sense, I'm a little more easygoing. I got one more pet peeve jotted down.
Okay.
People that don't wash their fucking hands when they leave the bathroom.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because, like, I understand. Well, I mean, I don't understand. But I think what most guys' mentality is, like, let's say they go to the urinal, they take a piss, they zip up, and then they leave without washing their hands. Because I think that they're thinking, well, I only touched my dick and not anything, like, dirty, so I don't need to wash my hands. But what they're doing then is practically wiping their dick all over the door handle when leaving the bathroom. And, you know, if there's...
Dick handle.
Yeah, if there's 50 guys with that mentality, then you just got a fucking bundle of dicks rubbing against the door handle.
I just thought about just that every guy that walks in just as they're like dick hanging out of their pants and just whipping it, like opening the doors with it.
They tie it around the door handle and step backwards.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
That'd be ruthless.
But that's so true. It's completely true.
Like, what I probably seem like a psycho, but when I leave the bathroom at work, because I see so many guys do it, like, I will wash my hands, I'll take like two paper towels to dry my hands, and then I'll take a third paper towel to grip the door handle with when I leave, because I'm just not fucking touching a bunch of other dudes' dicks like that.
Dude, I'm completely the same way. I do that with the door handle, and it sucks when there's not a trash can right by the door so I can open the door and then throw the trash in there, so I end up trying to have to shoot it with holding the door open with my foot. So I can be some of the blame for maybe some trash on the floor in some random bathrooms, but some days I'm feeling like Jordan and I'm hitting them deep. But but I will say that I'm guilty with not washing my hands with a bathroom, like let's say that's in a gym that doesn't have a door, because I usually don't like, not to get too information, but I don't even really have to touch myself. I just kind of, I go into a stall, I pee, and then I you know, pull my pants over and that's it. I don't have to freaking like grab my shit with like a friggin' horse dick. I don't need two hands for it, but just a horse pee, dick. So but yeah, anything without a door I usually don't care to if I'm in a hurry, but for the most part, 98% of the time I'm washing my hands and I'm using paper towels. But yeah, that's a huge pet peeve for sure. Yeah, because you see it all the time. I don't know how girls are in the bathroom. I don't know if there's a lot of them that do the same thing where they don't wash their hands, but a lot of guys do not wash their hands, and you just kind of feel gross for them and whoever their spouse is.
Yeah, and like I know Jen's told me a bunch of times when we go out, like she'll come back from the bathroom and she'll be like, there was this mother in the bathroom with her kid, and then she like took the kid out of the bathroom without either of them washing their hands. And I'm just like, that woman, well, I'm not even gonna joke about anything, because yeah, can't joke about that kind of stuff, so I'm not even gonna go there.
Not these days, but then again, anything we talk about can be deemed as sensitive, so
probably some guy who like has to wipe his dick on his door handle to stay alive is gonna make us shut this podcast down.
Yeah, well, sometimes it can be worse than dick handles. It could be fucking shit handles.
Dick handles. That's the word of the day, dick handles.
I like it. Hashtag dick handles. I think one more pet peeve for me, I would have to say, is when you're trying to watch a movie, especially in the movie theaters, and someone is having a full-on conversation. And it usually starts even before the previews start, but you can usually tell it's going to be a bad movie when the previews are going and people are having full-blown conversations, and I just want to like stand up and shove their friggin' candy down their nether regions up through their other regions.
Well, luckily when we go to the movies, like 99% of the time is at Alamo Drafthouse, and they're extremely good about like warning before the movie you're going to get kicked out if you talk during the movie. But we went to a dollar theater here one time, and no fucking joke, we saw the first Creed movie, and
okay, like, good movie.
And there was a guy in the row behind us, or the same row as us, on his cell phone having a conversation during the movie. Like
what, speakerphone?
Not speakerphone, but like,
oh, okay,
you know, you could just hear him like, oh, I'm watching that Creed movie. And then like a few seconds would go by and he'd be like, yeah, it's pretty good. And I'm just, this was like, are you really having a fucking conversation like with somebody during this movie?
Yeah, well, you had it coming though, dollar movie. I mean, yeah, you might as well go down the street to a homeless guy, cut out a cardboard box and see what he can do behind it.
it's just a shame that you can't enjoy simple things because of shitty people nowadays.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And I mean, it's not just nowadays. There were always shitty people. It's nothing new, but it just blows my mind.
You hear that, folks? There's always been shitty people.
Always.
It's the truth. All right, cool. Let's talk about some fucking Amazon reviews.
Oh, I'm ready to hear this.
Oh, yeah. All right, so one that I pulled up, Uranium Ore. So, I don't even know what that is. Caution, radioactive content, uranium ore. I left this product next to my pet lizard, but unfortunately now he's 350 feet tall and he's currently destroying Tokyo, Japan. Oh my God, that's awesome. That's the best review I've ever heard.
Was that, was the end of the review?
Yeah, that's it.
That was, yeah, I mean, I think uranium is oh no, that's plutonium from Back to the Future. I know uranium.
Plutonium.
Uranium will do a lot of fucked up shit to you.
Yeah, it will. So there's a book called How to Avoid Huge Ships by John W. Dremmer. Just a heads up, this book is not available for Kindle. Why no Kindle edition in all caps? Given that there's a huge ship bearing down on me right now, I'm extremely disappointed that I cannot get inst. Jim Henley. That's it.
God, a bunch of fucking lunatics on Amazon.
I know. Oh, man.
I was reading some reviews on there earlier today. I like to look up movies that I love that are classics and look up like the one-star reviews to see how fucking stupid people are. Like, how do they not like this movie? And I looked up Dumb and Dumber, and someone in like 2016 put, like, I watched this movie after being recommended by a friend. And I'm like, it was recommended 22 years after it came out. And like, you're finally fucking seeing Dumb and Dumber, and then you give it a bad review.
Yeah, that's what an asshole. An idiot.
For reals.
All right, here we go. Bic for her, medium ballpoint pens. This is great. My husband has never allowed me to write.
I like where this is going.
This is great. As he doesn't want me touching men's pens. However, when I saw this product, I decided to buy it. Using my pocket money. And so far, it has been fabulous. Once I had learnt to write, yes, she said learnt, the feminine color and the grip size, which was more suited for my delicate little hands, has enabled me to vent thoughts about my new recipe ideas, sewing, and gardening. My husband is less pleased with this product as he believes it will lead to more independence, and he hates the feminine tingling sensation, along with the visions of fairies and rainbows he gets whenever he picks it up. Probably the best review and best first opening line for any sentence. My husband has never allowed me to write. He doesn't want me to touching men's pens. Oh, gosh. That was great. And those pens got 5-star, by the way. 5 stars.
Out of how many reviews?
That's a great question.
Because you got to look at the number.
343.
Holy shit. Yeah, those are great pens.
Yeah, those are great pens. And they're for her, Bic. So, Winger 16999 Swiss Army Knife Giant. Good God. This thing is just a giant Swiss Army Knife. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. Title of the review is Changed My Life. Received this knife as a gift for my 18th birthday. Wish I had known what it was, because as soon as I touched it, I grew a mustache and became a Navy SEAL. Mom fainted, my dad laughed, and handed me a beer. I was born a girl. What? So it was a girl.
You have a real talent for hunting down these incredible reviews on products.
This is great. -2 stars because my breasts were really nice.
What?
She gave 3 stars, and the ending of her review says -2 stars because my breasts were really nice. I guess because she's supposedly a guy. Or, yeah. What? I don't know.
Confused.
Yeah, maybe
I know. I know we're confused. That's for damn sure.
Oh my God. This is great. Where is my baby's belly button? I'll lift the flat book. Got 1 star. Do not buy this book. You can see the ending right on the cover. this book is completely misleading. The entire plot revolves around finding baby's belly button. The title makes this much clearer from the beginning. However, this is no mystery. There's no twist. Baby's belly button is right where it's supposed to be. On the baby's stomach. Right where it clearly shows you it is on the cover of the book. This plot is a complete mess as a result of his reliance on the mystery of where the belly button is. Everything falls apart the second you realize that the belly button was in the plain sight all along. There's no conflict, there's no character development, and there's no scarcely any plot. Whoever wrote this book must have serious error in judgment, because you would have to be an infant to not immediately understand where baby's belly button is. This is one of the worst pieces of literature I've ever read. Oh my god, I can't believe someone wasted that much time to write a review. And I don't think that was a joke. I think someone was seriously mad.
I can't bring myself to believe that. That has to have been a joke. All these
I'm sure it was. But they're great. Let's read one more. WMA Blue Amazon Kindle Waterproof Case Cover Protective Bag Pouch. Good lord. 5 stars. Hoping it'd be crap. Her Kindle would slip out and electrocute her. okay, so got this for the mother-in-law for bath time. Hoping it'd be crap. Her Kindle would slip out and electrocute her. So far, this bloody thing is staying in one piece. Great waterproof kindling. Crap for murder. Good lord. That's not really smart to have online.
I know, like, it's, don't get me wrong, it's funny, but you got to be careful about the kind of shit you post now.
Yeah, you could be wanted for murder, my friend, if something happens to her. Oh, that is great. Great. So far, this bloody thing is staying in one piece. Great for waterproof kindling, crap for murder. By Ben Harrison. Good job, Ben.
Better luck next time, Ben.
Oh my god, I was going to move on, but I have to read number 5. Last one, listeners. Number 5, Hutzler 571 Banana Slicer. Saved my marriage. what can I say about the 571B Banana Slicer that hasn't already been said about the wheel, penicillin, or the iPhone? This is one of the greatest inventions of all time. My husband and I would argue constantly over who had to cut the bananas today. it's one of those chores no one wants to do. You know, the old, I spent the entire day rearing our children.
Yeah, like maybe you, taking care of
whatever. Maybe you can pitch in a little and cut these bananas. And of course, you think, I have the energy to slave over your damn bananas. I worked a 12-hour shift just to come over to this. These are the things that can destroy an entire relationship. It got to the point where our children could sense the tension the minute I heard our 6-year-old girl in our bedroom, the enacting our daily banana fight with her Barbie dolls. I knew we had to make a change. I can't. That's when I found the 571 banana slicer. Our marriage has never been healthier, and we've incorporated into our love making. Thanks, banana slicer.
What makes that even funnier is that bananas are possibly the easiest fruit to actually cut. Like, you could use a plastic knife and cut a banana one-handed.
Oh my god! It
doesn't take that much effort.
It's pretty priceless, dude. Like, you should see the actual slicer itself. I mean, it's just like you would think, like how an apple slicer is. It's just in the shape of a banana. That's probably the best review I've ever read in my life. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, are you looking at this, like, actually on Amazon?
Yeah, these are Amazon reviews.
Does it say verified purchase?
I don't see that on here. Maybe it cut it off because they're basically created onto an article.
Oh, I got you.
So it has like the final score. It says Amazon.com. It tells you like how many like thumbs up, thumbs down. Oh, you can view more comments. Love that she puts the eye crap at the same level of the wheel and the penicillin. Nice one, lady. Looks like it could go with a metal chastity cage. I want to use this thing while wearing my Three Wolf Moon shirt and drinking a Tuscan whole milk.
I don't even know what that means. So Tuscan whole milk?
I have no idea.
But
I am complete tears. My face is soaked. Our daily banana fight. Oh my gosh, so funny. This is great. People are freaking morons.
Or
total entertainment. Yeah.
Or they're geniuses. One way or the other. I'm enjoying it.
Exactly. Well, while we're on that topic, let's go to misconnections on Craigslist. It should be fun.
You want to roll with it?
All right, go ahead and start it off.
All right, I'm going to read a snippet of this, or I might read the whole thing depending on how fucking good it gets. But this is in 10 Central Texas, titled Hot Guy Who Comes to My Job, and she's referring to a gas station. And this says, this is probably a long shot, but you're the hottie with tattoos and a scar on your face who buys monsters and always puts a smile on my face. You come into the gas station, and every time I try to talk to you and give you my number, there's always a line of people behind you. A little more info about you. You were on crutches a couple months ago from a knee surgery, and you drive a big blue pickup. You always put a smile on my face. You're a hottie. You have tattoos on your arms, and I think your legs, too. Yada, yada, yada. Holy fucking shit. Why would you try to have a misconnection with the guy with a scar on his face that buys monsters all the time?
Well, she's also working at a gas station, so.
Oh, man. Hey, gas station.
Dumps your trailer trash.
they can be people, too, but
I know.
More often than that.
Yeah, more often than that. Well, I don't know what gas station you live next to, but you should see the people in the one next to mine. it's off Hillsborough, and let's just say it's real, real nice, real classy.
2.3 out of 10.
Yeah, I would say maybe more of a 1.7.
Well, on a generous day.
Yeah. Good Lord, let's go to another misconnection. So this was at a Wells Fargo, and this is all she said. I think it was a she. I was in there this past Saturday, cashing a check. You and I were talking the whole time. You live in Deltona. I'm in Apopka. Let me know.
Let me know, and we can do this thing.
Oh, my God. That's so perfect.
It blows my mind because you were talking to the guy the whole time. So how do you not know who he fucking is? And why are you not banging in your trailer in a pop go?
I don't know. I don't get it. This is good. This is really short. Miss my helping lady. Missing a woman's touch around the house. Any ladies missing a man at home? Late 30s. White man here.
Good God. Another. Isn't that the second week in a row where we got someone reaching out? Like driving home the point that he's a white man? Fucking racist?
I don't know, man. These people are ridiculous. Reconnect with a friendly couple. Had an ad on here. Was flagged. Reposting an observance of the guidelines. Couple looking to reconnect with a couple of friends. Full-time drinks, events, and nights out together. We were chatting before, never connected outside of emails. Let's try again. What? People really post these things? Do people go on there to read? And oh my gosh.
Can you imagine like putting out a misconnection, but like, you know, it's like one dude looking for another dude that he was talking to at like 7-Eleven about some awesome chicken wing place, and he can't remember the name of the chicken wing place. So he's just putting out a misconnection so he can go get some bomb ass wings.
Oh my God. This one just says, Sydney, what the fuck? Your fireman misses you. I wonder whatever became of you, and I hope you're well. Mother of God. That's great. Sydney, what the fuck? Oh, my God. This one says, just to let you know, I know you probably will never see this, but I want to say this. We live in the same MHP, and I see you. And I think how much I would like to tell you how much I fantasize about you. You are older, mature, female, but like fine wine, you have aged well. Good Lord, he's like types like an Indian, like he's like talking from a tribe. I know you probably will never see this, but I want to say this. We live in the same, and I see you.
It took me. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. You know what I was trying to say.
Yeah, it took me like 5-10 seconds to figure out what MHP means.
I don't even know. What does it mean?
I'm pretty sure it means motorhome park.
Oh. Yeah.
That brings this to a whole nother level of weirdness.
Yeah. Things just got a real swampy. Oh man, moving on from that. That kind of bummed me out a little bit. I don't know about you. Anywho, let's talk about people we want to punch in the face, huh?
Oh God. God.
I'll just go ahead and start off for you. Kim Kardashian, I want to punch her right in the face.
I wouldn't mind giving Stephen Curry a punch in the face. I'm not too fond of that, bro.
Well, what do you hate about Stephon Curry? You just cocky, you don't like the Warriors, what's up?
I like how you said Stephon Curry.
Stephon Curry.
I mean, overall, I'm not a Warriors fan. You know, I would probably add Draymond Green to that list and
sure.
Klay Thompson as well. But, I mean, you could probably say with a lot of truth that, you know, if they weren't so dominant in the league, I probably wouldn't have a problem with anybody. So it's partially just how good they are.
Yeah.
But honestly, Stephen, I always compare Stephen Curry to that bully from Toy Story. Like, he's just got that look that he just deserves it. He just looks like a little bratty kid that you just want to punch in the face, man.
What's the guy's name from Toy Story? I can't remember that kid's name.
Oh, I can't remember either. I haven't seen Toy
Sid,
Story.
Sid. It's Sid.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Excellent.
One for Cameron.
Excellent memory.
Yeah. Let's see. Anyone else I want to punch right in the jugular? Maybe twice in the jejuno. Maybe even a couple times in the wrists, back of the knee, and square in the earlobe.
Well, here, let's set this up for the next person you can think of. Let's say you had to choose where to punch someone other than the face. Where would you punch them to get like creative but also inflict pain?
Ooh, I would definitely probably go for either the lower back with a metal pipe or
well, we're still talking about fist here.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'll punch him with my fist and maybe the lower mid back or maybe like a punch to the give him the old frog leg, if you know what I mean. the old middle finger out, knuckle punch, right to the back of the hamstring.
How would that middle finger out not just completely shatter your middle finger when you punch someone?
I don't know. Well, you just gotta lock it into place and hope that your finger doesn't break when you go to punch them.
So there's a lot of hope involved. There's not a lot of skill involved.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Let's see. Famous person that I would love to punch right square in the friggin' jugular. Let's just stay on Kim Kardashian because she's the worst. Her and her husband, Kanye West, good Lord. I would love to just punch both of them at the same time in slow motion. To where, you know, I would punch her first as hard as I could. To where it would be so hard that it would completely, like, her face would transform into his. And then just, I don't know, just kind of make them disappear from everything.
Just line them up side by side and just did one giant punch to the both of them.
Yeah, it would be great. But, yeah, that's pretty much that. But you know what time it is now. Tonight at 11. Staring at seagulls can stop them stealing food, research shows.
That is interesting. I'm going to have to try that next time I'm at the beach.
Britain's seaside towns are at war with their seagulls, urging visitors not to feed the birds in an effort to stop them snatching tidbits like potato chips from tourist hands. Interesting.
Hmm.
Alrighty then. Oh, rats. Japan convenience store apologizes after viral rodent video. Japanese convenience store chain Family Mart apologized after video went viral on social media of rats scurrying about one of its stores in Tokyo's popular Shibuya district, prompting it to close the outlet until further notice.
Interesting. Yeah, I haven't, hey, they say viral video, but I haven't heard about it yet.
Yeah, I don't know what they mean by viral, but clearly if we've never seen it or heard of it, it's not that viral. Viral piece of freaking trash is what it is. Indonesian walks 700 kilometers backwards to highlight deforestation.
Hold on, 700 kilometers?
Yeah.
Let me see how much that is to miles.
Ooh. You do that, and I'm going to read the rest. An Indonesian man is walking backwards from his home in eastern Java to the capital, Jakarta, to raise awareness of deforestation in a country with one of the highest rates in the world.
Good Lord. Yeah, that is just under 435 miles.
Good God.
I don't even want to drive 435 miles, let alone
fucking... that's terrible in itself. I don't even fly 400 something miles. See you later. Tonight at 11. The man in the plastic mask, Brazil inmate, busted in brazen jailbreak. We touched on that last week.
Yeah.
French flying man crosses channel on jet-powered hoverboard. Great topic. Let's dive in. Did you hear about this?
I haven't, but as a Back to the Future fan, I'm pretty fucking excited about the hoverboard.
Yeah, it was actually really successful. So France, French inventor Frankie Zapata on Sunday succeeded in crossing the English Channel on a jet-powered hoverboard he designed, zooming over the strait of Dover in just over 20 minutes. Wow.
Damn.
If you haven't seen the video, go check it out. It's actually like, it's the cleanest flight from a hoverboard, jet-powered hoverboard, that anyone's ever accomplished, and he did it in 20 minutes. But it was like, it was smooth and it was straight. And he was freaking flying, dude. Amazing. Yeah, check it out. Tonight at 11, doctors extract 526 teeth from an Indian boy. Yeah, I actually touched on this in an earlier episode. That was crazy.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. That shit's insane.
Man chases dog on London railway, adding to commuter heat mystery. London commuters were fuming after a man lost control of his dog at a railway station and chased it down one of the capital's busiest stretches of track, adding to transport delays on Britain's hottest July day on record.
Well, as a new dog owner, I can appreciate wanting to run after your dog.
Yeah.
But on a hot day, I don't know. See you later.
Tonight at 11, bad driving leads to 140 million drug busts in Sydney. Damn.
140 million? Wait, can you read that headline again?
Yeah. Bad driving leads to 140 million drug busts in Sydney. So let's dive in.
Yeah, dive into
that. A clumsy driver led police to a 200 million... Well, I guess that's in their dollars. So 140 million drug bust in Australia after he crashed a van laden with 270 kilograms, so 600 pounds of methamphetamines into a patrol car parked outside a police station in suburban Sydney.
Yikes.
Damn. Yeah, there's a picture of one of the police cars who's pretty much it's totaled. That's crazy. see. Chicago alligator stakeouts snaps shut after professional catches reptile. An elusive alligator residing in Chicago. That's a weird place. Lagoon was caught early on Tuesday after the reptile, thought to be an abandoned pet, captivated locals for nearly a week. Wow, they must be really bored over there.
There's not a whole lot to do over in Chicago.
Yeah. Besides eat hot dogs and cheer on the friggin' Cubs.
Eat wieners at the Cubs games.
Yeah, they're not doing too bad, but they're not as good as my Braves. Colombian caught in Spain with cocaine under toupee. Let's dive in. A Colombian man was detained at Barcelona's international airport after half a kilo of cocaine was found hidden under an oversized toupee, Spanish police said on Tuesday. Well, you hear that, kids? Whenever you start going bald, don't try to sneak past the airport security with a toupee and 13 pounds a kilo cocaine underneath your fake hair.
I'm going to be stealing fucking snacks through airport security that you're not supposed to be bringing in.
I'd rather just have really, really nasty fake eyebrows or sideburns. Try to hide some stuff through there.
Hiding beef jerky in your fucking chops, your sideburns.
Oh my gosh, that is a good point. Oh man, well, that's it for tonight at 11. Till next time, let's wrap things up with a little health and fitness and some motivation. Excuse me.
Man. Let's get you on a routine and get that throat cleared, man. I'm just giving you a hard time. I was clearing my throat all fucking day at work today.
Yeah, so you need to step off, Johnson.
My bad, bro.
Anyways, well, let's talk a little bit about the importance of mobility.
Oh, yeah.
Now, one of the things a lot of people struggle with are chronic pain. So if people don't know what chronic pain is, more likely it's pain that you've had over the years that just kind of lingers, in simple layman's terms. So let's say like lower back pain or some kind of foot pain or ankle pain or knee pain. Let's use an example like squatting. So squatting is a basic functional human movement. Okay, we all squat to sit on the pot. I mean, that's just facts.
This is true.
So, for instance, if you are someone that struggles or has knee pain and thinks, oh man, I can't squat, I need to do something else to try to help the pain or try to avoid that exercise, that's the last thing you should be doing. You should be trying to fix your squat by using mobility movements and starting off with something simple. So like if, for instance, if you want to try to get rid of knee pain, you need to find a way to, let's say, practice just sitting up and down, just a simple movement to go up and down and sit. And you need to figure out where the pain is actually starting. Obviously I can't physically show you mobility movements over, podcast, but you can, just as a simple example, you can start with a chair, then you can start with squatting body weight. And then from there, what you need to do is you need to have a trainer or someone that's actually showing you these movements and helping you fix them. But I mean, mobility exercises, there's a lot online that you can research and work for lower back pain, for knee pain, for really anything. But mobility is going to be your number one friend for longevity and long-term health and benefits when it comes to being healthy and trying to take advantage of exercise.
Yeah, I definitely need to work on my mobility. I basically get up out of bed every morning and my back is like so stiff, and anyone could tell just looking at me, like walking out of the bedroom to the kitchen, just like, why the hell are you walking so weird? Like, it is that evident.
You just wake up in a coffin, or what the hell's wrong with you?
Pretty much woke up out of a fucking nursing home.
Yeah. Well, at least you get some juice boxes and a little cup of Jello,
cup of pudding.
Yeah, like pudding.
I would have never thought that. Like, you know, I'm not even 35. I'm turning 35 in this December, but I would never thought that, you know, this young, I'd be like needing to warm my body up every morning just to fucking walk normally.
Well, I mean, think about it, man. We're getting older. You're getting in your 30s. When we're little kids, I mean, we're bending and moving every which way. So we're using every function possible. We're also not even wearing shoes most of the time as a kid. So when you're a kid, you're the most mobile you will ever be. So when we get older, we, especially nowadays with all the sitting we do and using technology, there's a lot of people that have shoulder syndrome, where you look at someone and their shoulders are actually kind of leaning forward in a slouch position. A lot of people suffer that because we sit at desks for our jobs. We're on our cell phones, kind of bent over. So people are going to start having more neck problems more than ever now because of that. So, you know, staying active, being mobile is extremely important for your future and your longevity. So if you guys have ever looked into mobility, I would check it out. There's plenty of great information online. If you want to hear more about it from me, I'd love to, on a side note, answer any questions you may have and give you some examples. But for lower back stuff, if you have a stiff lower back like you do, Eli, there's simple things you can do. Like, so you can get on your all fours, and you can kind of do certain exercises where you extend your leg, and keeping your balance, so you can extend your left arm and your right leg and kind of extend both of those, reaching out and reaching back with your leg and kind of strengthening your lower back muscles, kind of warming them up and getting them loose. Mm-hmm. I think all in all, when you have that kind of tightness, it's because your muscles are tight and they need to be loosened. So you need to do certain things like that to kind of strengthen those muscles on the lower back to basically alleviate the pain surrounding that area. But there's many things that you can do, and we can talk about that on the side. But mobility, huge. If you want anything to help chronic pain, mobility is the way to go. It's extremely important, along with your exercising. Cool.
What else do we got?
That's pretty much it. So thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I don't know if you have anything to add, Eli, but we're good to go.
I think that's it for the moment. One thing I actually was curious about, I will throw in. I think I heard you discussing your thoughts on supplements and stuff like pre-workout before.
Yeah.
I'm someone who eats a legitimate amount of protein bars, but I try to avoid the ones with like tons of sugar. Are there any certain ones that you personally eat or think are somewhat, you know, like relatively okay? Or do you pretty much kind of ban all of them and you're just like, get your protein from a better source?
I mean, honestly, the easy answer is, yeah, if you can eat something that's not a protein bar, you're better off. I would say those are convenient if you have no other choice and maybe you're traveling or you just want to eat a snack. But I mean, all of those they're just processed whey protein. And to be honest with you, I kind of got burnt out with them because I did eat them back in the day, but I always felt sick after I ate them, and they never really, I mean, I don't know. If you want to crave your sweet tooth, I will say that there's some pretty decent bars out there the ingredients are pretty legit. It really depends on your preference. I would recommend just eating some kind of, you're better off eating some kind of whole food snack if that's where you're kind of aiming for. But I don't know any brands that recommend, maybe like the company Legion Athletics. They have probably one of the best and cleanest ingredients for their supplements. I've never tried their protein bars, but I know that they're fairly new, and they kind of stepped into that game. But it's basically just whey protein in a protein bar with chocolate or peanut butter or whatever.
Yeah, I figured I had a gut instinct that you were going to be like, yeah.
But that's just my opinion, though, dude. That's, if you actually like those things, I mean, just I wouldn't.
Well, I like them, but I can certainly say that like they don't cure, like they don't satisfy my appetite or anything. I eat a protein bar, and after 5 minutes, I'm like, yeah, I could eat like another 7 protein bars.
I mean, honestly, just I would focus on eating stuff like, I mean, there's great Greek yogurts out there. Eating Greek yogurt, high protein, try to find the ones that don't have that fake fruit on the bottom. I would try to get like plain Greek yogurt and mix it with real fruit, or eat dark chocolate, just like straight up dark chocolate. If you like chocolate, that has great benefits to it. I mean, obviously eat it in moderation. Don't just have a freaking giant chocolate bar all the time. But I mean, you know, like those little, I forget what the brands are, but they're like the little, they have different flavors and stuff, but dark chocolate's actually good for you. There's benefits of it. And it has a little bit of caffeine in it, which is kind of neat.
Dark chocolate. Can you imagine some fatty eating like a fucking block of dark chocolate, and someone's like, what are you doing? I thought you were trying to lose weight. And they're like, yeah, I'm fucking killing it right now. About these benefits of dark chocolate.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's perfect.
Solid way to end the phone call.
I think so. Good stuff, man. Until next time, thanks guys. Email us. Thanks for listening. Just kidding, but seriously, podcast. Absolutely. We'll see you next time around. Don't be shy.
Peace out.
Peace.